And Ian Perkin had a great day yesterday. Did a little Christmas shopping. I see Christmas is great when you're in love. When your heart is singing tippy-tay, tippy-tippy-tay, that's amore. You can handle Christmas, but you know, geez, I tell you, when you're in a bad marriage, oh God, when I was with Estelle, Christmas was you know, it's bad enough just, you know, when you're duking your way through a bad marriage. But Christmas time is a bad time, you know, because everybody's in such a good mood, and there you are hating life, you know? And you're depressed. I remember, the last Christmas I spent with Estelle, man, oh man, did we have some fights. You know, we'd fight in the morning, I'd go to work, and then I'd be walking through a shopping mall, and everywhere you go, Christmas time is... I hate the bells. You know, it's so depressing. You know, there they are with the sweet silver bells, and there I'd be walking along, my head hung low, trying to, you know, buy Estelle something when I really wanted to put my hands around her throat. So I remember, instead of shopping, I left the mall and I walked into a bar. There it was, you know, the bar was even playing the music. Oh, hear the bells, singing the bells. But I kind of tuned it out, and I said, "Whiskey, leave the bottle." And as I sat there at the bar, I could see little groups of people from their little offices. You know, they'd stop in after work, and they were having holiday cheer. And in one quiet corner, there were two lovers sitting, stealing kisses and holding hands, playing with each other's fingertips. And there I was, alone. With my bottle. I said, "Let me have another." The guy said, "I think you've had enough, buddy." Besides that, we're closing up, so I went reeling home, and I burst through the door. Estelle was in bed. I tried to stagger to the staircase, and I ended up tripping over the Christmas tree, and I grabbed it, and the whole thing came down with me. The water in the bottom overflowed all over the carpet. The lights were short-circuiting under me as I lay there. Estelle got up in her curlers and her cold cream smeared face, and she said, "Look at you. You've been drinking." I said, "You're damn right I've been drinking. You're not right." She said, "Look, you've knocked over the Christmas tree. Some of those decorations have been in my family for years." I said, "What, like this one here? Like this one here?" She said, "Well, at least grandfather, he gave this one decoration. Look, it was made in 1932 in Dusseldorf." I said, "Really? This is an idea your grandfather gave to you?" She said, "Oh, you've ruined the tree. You've ruined our decorations. Now we have nothing to deck." I said, "You want something to decorate? So decorate this bad boy here." "Yeah, she decorate this, Estelle, eh? Decorate that with a little lipstick, why don't you?" She said, "Oh, get away from me. You're sick. You are sick." I said, "I'm sick. Yes, I was sick the day I married you. The day I put up with your crap here." And she said, "To think I thought we were going to have a very merry Christmas. To think that I thought that maybe we'd have a true sun Christmas. Look, I even made a snowman outside." I said, "Oh, you did?" I looked out the window. There was a snowman. I went running outside. I said, "Here's what I think of your snowman." She said, "Stop at the neighbors." I said, "The neighbors, look at this. That's what I think of Frosty." Well, Estelle flipped out at that point, and she called the police. I always hated it when she called it, but she called the police. Sure enough, there I was when the squad car pulled out. "I'll tell you, Christmas. I'll tell you." When that lawman grabbed me, there I was, drunk as a skunky. He grabbed my britches with one hand, my collar with the other, and he just threw me into the side of the squad car. Boom! And it stunned me for a second. I just lay there in the snow, and then he picked me up, and he threw me in the back seat. He said, "You're coming with you. Downtown, drunk and disorderly. Gee, you sick. You sick. Sick." Yeah. And there I was, sitting in the back of a police car, Christmas Eve, and there's Estelle standing there looking at me. I finally said, Officer, before I know you're going to take me in, I guess I was a little out of line there. I'd like to give the car keys to my wife. Could you have her come up to the window here?" He said, "All right." "Ma'am, will you step up to the window of the car? Your husband wants to give you the car keys." Estelle stepped up to the window of the back seat. I said, "The grease man here.